Out of every 100 adult women you see walking around in Ketchikan, 33 have been raped. And 43 have been slapped, hit, or worse by an intimate partner. When you combine those numbers, that means 50 of those 100 people we see every day has experienced one or both of those types of violence. Those aren't good numbers, but what's really sad is that they are conservative estimates and the real numbers likely are even worse. About 650 Ketchikan women took the phone survey, and the lead researcher, Andre Rosé of the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center, made a point of thanking them as he presented the findings.
Sadly, we made too many of them relive horrendous experiences, experiences that none of us should be subjected to, so that we could all understand the magnitude of this problem here in this community.
Also traveling to Ketchikan for the presentation were Lori Morton of the State Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and Katie Tipas, who coordinates the governor's Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Initiative. Morton says there have been a lot of different kinds of surveys over the years.
You hear a lot of different numbers that come from maybe law enforcement reports or maybe victim service providers or health and social services. This survey allows us to hear from the women themselves.
The first survey was 3 years ago, and it was statewide. Morton says it confirmed Alaska's high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault. The results show that close to 60% of women in Alaska have experienced one or the other. After that survey came out, Morton says people wanted to know about their regions in particular, so they adapted the survey process for smaller sections of the state and have been taking on about 3 per year.
So that you have an opportunity to know about the numbers in your region, and you can use that hopefully in 5 years from now when another survey is done to gauge whether or not the strategies in which you're working has made a difference.
The plan is to return to each region about 5 years after their initial survey to see whether rates of violence have changed. Rosé cautioned those in the audience that the survey has some limitations. For example, it indicates the number of women who have experienced violence, but not how many times. It also surveyed only adult English-speaking women with access to a telephone and who were not living in shelters or incarcerated. Rosé says the results are weighted to consider those limitations.
We know that the rates of victimization are much higher among the people that we excluded from the survey. So that's one of the reasons why all of the estimates you're about to see are very conservative. And we know that before starting the survey.
The survey's results also are limited because many women who have experienced violence are not willing to talk about it, especially to a stranger on the phone. Rosé stressed that while the results are not positive, he hopes Ketchikan officials will use the information and move forward with prevention strategies. Morton repeated that hope and says there already are some proven programs in place offered by Women in Safe Homes and Ketchikan Indian Community. After the presentation, one of the audience members asked how Ketchikan compares to other regions that have been surveyed. Rosé says there's no way to accurately make such a comparison because of the limitations inherent to the survey.
They're all very, very close. Most of them are within the margin of error. But I think the safe conclusion is that the levels of violence are unacceptably high in every single region of Alaska. And we have not yet found a region where we have low rates of violence.
Rosé says the goal is to get the numbers down to zero, and while he believes that is a goal that can be accomplished, it won't happen in his lifetime. Similar surveys have been conducted already in Anchorage, Fairbanks, the North Star Borough, Juneau, Dillingham, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Sitka, Kodiak, the Mat-Su, and the Kenai Peninsula. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.